Everybody back again this week, a little better, a little more prepared. Everybody's smelling a little better. Thank you, Danny, for taking notes. Hint, rather. Anyway,
I was listening to the song.
With me this week, Full Boat, Victor Belmont.
Oh, you know it.
Giant Shock.
What's up?
Novus Redemptor. Sorry.
Dropped the beat there.
Dropped the beat when I went to you. Novus Redemptor, Max Barracuda. What's up? I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. You should probably already know that. Let's get into what we are playing. We're going to do it briefly. So what's happening, Billy? What's happening, Victor Belmont?
Mostly,
you weren't here last week.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of GTA, though.
A lot of GTA 5.
Yeah, I never actually played it, and I have to play both Saints Row. I'm like, I got to see what the fuss is with this one. I love Saints Row so much more.
Me too. I thought you meant San Andreas. It just came out on iOS.
No, I was just went back to play 5 because I never beat it.
That's the game, San Andreas.
Oh, I love San Andreas.
But Saints Row trumps it.
Superpowers.
It's just fun. You can't beat fun, man. How you beat that?
I just like when random people in the street just curse at you. I just love that.
Right.
Like in the other one, they give random taunts like, oh, yeah.
I know you beat the latest Saints Row in like a power marathon, right?
I beat it in 2 days. I 100%ed it. Every single thing was...
Really?
Everything. Jeez. I golded every mission. I did everything.
I did the same thing, not in 2 days, but I did
I couldn't.
The shit
I couldn't put
it
down.
It's awesome.
I slept like 4 or 5 hours.
That was awesome, man. You can't. You can't, dude. The world is in danger. Anyway, Giant Shock, what are you playing this week?
I caught up on The Walking Dead Telltale game.
Okay.
And Clementine, she finally becomes a badass in this one, man, and leads off. But basically, at the end of the...
Her or Arya Stark?
Spoilers.
Which one?
Spoilers. But
her or Arya Stark?
I'm saying, don't do them. I haven't played it.
Arya Stark?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Which one's better, more of a badass?
Oh, I mean, Arya Stark.
All right.
I mean... Clementine, she starts her path to killing people, though. I mean, like, she
or the girl from Last of Us?
Oh, I the girl, no, Clementine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Ellie doesn't do much.
I'm working this little girl death period, Hunger Games, if you will.
Oh, Katniss Everdeen? Nah, she's a bitch.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, compared to little Clementine. Anyway, what was I saying? Anyway, yeah, like, the last chapter, again, these keep... Every episode leaves you with more fucked up choices to make. And one, you see a lady's arm get bit, and you have a choice to hit the zombie or hit her arm, man. And so, like, you're a little kid, and you're like, I'm going to have to hack off this arm right in the middle of this. So, I mean, like... that.
Well, hacking off the arm saves her life, right?
Yeah, but that's not, like, an official thing to the crew yet.
Oh, no?
No. Oh. It's like, it could work. But anyway, you're in the middle of a herd of zombies, and just like, hey, man, what's going on? Oh, no, I got bit.
I believe they refer to them as hordes of zombies.
No, not in the Walking Dead universe. They're herds.
Herds.
Are they herds?
Yeah.
It's in the comics.
Herds of walkers.
Oh.
Oh, but they're not zombies, are they? They're walkers. Moving on.
You're being smacked.
No, it was another.
Rayman Legends and Super Mario 3D World for the Wii U. And I just opened up Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures, also for the Wii U.
Wait, Ghostly Adventures RPG?
No, Ghostly Adventures is like it's a standard 3D platformer.
How could you have an RPG for Pac-Man? Yeah.
That would be awesome, though.
Is that an old game? I feel like that's the one with the hang glider?
Pac-Man's Journey to Eat Balls.
I haven't gotten that far in it, but it came out like a year ago or more.
I used to have one back in the day. It's not a downloadable one, right? It's new?
No, it's
on, I don't keep up on the Pac-Man.
It's on some of the other consoles, I think. But, I mean, it's a standard 3D platformer. There's like nothing special about it so far.
Like old Pac-Worlds or something?
Yeah, it's basically like... It seems like it's any sort of 3D Pac-Man game they've released in the past.
Is he rocking the hat?
I enjoyed Pac-World. No. That was a good one.
Like it's just weird because, like, it's so 90s with its dialogue and its behavior.
Do you think that's on purpose or that's just...
It's probably on purpose because it's very much a kid's game.
They got Korn and Limp Bizkit to write the game.
I'm talking about, like, to the extreme.
It's a lot like the old Sonic cartoon and the dialogue and the main character just kind of sounds like a kid, you know. Just it's really
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is in school. You know, it's a school.
Oh, it's young Pac-Man.
Yeah, kind of. It's like Pac-Man and.
Sure, it's not like college.
What life lessons?
I honestly don't know. But like the voice,
I gotta look this game up now.
But the thing is, it's one of those situations where they have a female voice actor play the voice of the male character,
like Peter Pan.
Yeah, or anything involving like the kids from Dragon Ball Z.
Bart Simpson also.
Yes, exactly.
So, he's trying to help you out. But it could be badass. It could be like Pac-Man as Bully, and he's just running around picking on kids in the school and shit. That'd be awesome.
No, Ghost Wedgie.
He shakes them down for their balls.
Ghost Wedgies and
stuff? My first observation was like, you basically run around, you jump, you move around, you jump, and you eat ghosts. But when they do the ghost animation, mm-hmm. you never realize, like, he's eating fucking ghosts. It's really brutal. And at the end, like every time you eat a ghost, you obtain their eyes, which is morbid as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the episode, at the end of the level, you get one of the fruits. That's the in-game action, and he just belches out all of these eyes. I'm like, that is so.
But it's
morbid.
In school. But it's like a Danny Phantom type thing.
But it's like a. It's like a.
All Thank you, Eric. I know you're watching.
It's like all happening to him while he's in school. It seems really...
But I mean, like...
What's he learning?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to harp on this game for the listeners. But is it, like, one of those things where he's, like, in there and he sees a ghost in the hallway and he's like, so, I have to find a way to be excused. And then he runs out there and he blasts on these...
I was sick over the weekend. So I was lying on the couch all day watching, flipping through channels. And I came across, like, on one of the cartoon channels...
He wasn't
channels.
Sick. That's what he does.
No, I do that anyway. But I actually just didn't want to get up. And I ended up watching maybe 10 minutes of the TV show version of this game. They have a TV show.
So you know what I'm talking about.
I know
about.
Exactly what you're talking
they
about.
They had an old
It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Pac-Man rides a hoverboard, and he totally does have that, like, female actor playing. Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, it's
Oh, yeah?
It's
We're going to go eat some ghosts.
It's him trying to be extreme, you know? It's,
a lot
it's
of
hitting back
female
that.
Voice actors do male characters.
Yeah, Tommy Pickles.
But I'm saying, like, it's him. It's
Naruto. The main character, Naruto.
I don't know how I know
that
so much.
That indicates how young he's supposed to be in this. Mm-hmm. But, like, literally, take any sort of idea of the 90s with the extremeness, and that is what this game is trying to do.
Well, technically, Pac-Man's supposed to be, like, 50.
Yeah.
Well, Pac-Man's not 50 because otherwise he would look like the other old.
He
character
should be like an old.
He's like
orange that's been out for too long. He's just like barely opened his mouth
and
eat ghosts.
And stuff.
Does anybody remember the old 80s cartoon of him where he was
yeah,
like
I do.
A 40-year-old Italian
about the hat.
Guy?
That's why I asked about the hat. He had like that slamming hat in the corner of
the Mario, he was popular in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, Pac-Man needs some overalls.
All right, so would you recommend the game?
I haven't played enough of it. I mean, it's...
It hasn't got to the apex of the game.
Well, I'm saying, like, it's really generic 3D platform.
Is it gaining steam every level or no?
Not really, no.
Right, there's cherries and bananas
I'm going to check it out
I've played three levels of it, and all they're doing so far is, like, you're in the same city. They just kind of give you a slightly different map, and you're doing the same thing. So nothing has changed yet. And it's really... Everything so far about it is just generic. What you'd expect.
Okay.
Nothing special.
I wouldn't expect any of the shit you were talking about in Pac-Man, so maybe not. Anyway.
I mean, they could do some fun things with Pac-Man, though, if they wanted to. Instead of, like having just generic board like that, you should put Pac-Man in, like, historical context, like, I don't know, the JFK assassination, like...
And we're done.
I'm saying Max. Pac-Man
World War II trenches, like, all types of fucked up things for Pac-Man.
Nah. Pac-Man meets the Ghostbusters.
That would be
himself.
That would be awesome.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
They slide him out like the ghost trap, but he eats it.
Spits out some eyes out of it.
All right. So, Max, what are you playing this week?
Well, like I said, I was under the weather, so I was just playing whatever was on my hard drive. So I did dip back into Skyrim, and I played an old game that I haven't played in forever, front to back, called Shadow Complex.
Which is
one of my kind of go-tos once a year. I'll play a little Shadow Complex.
All right.
It's a downloadable game. Played a lot like the old school Metroids. It was from Epic Games a few years back.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it. I heard it's really good.
I know it's got a following. I particularly have not played it.
It's fucking amazing.
Cool.
Worth going back to.
I, following up the story that I was going over last week, downloaded the EA Hub. So I tried all the EA Sports games.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Which ones were in there?
FIFA and Madden. Tried them out. Can't do it one player, guys. I can't play FIFA one player.
They don't allow you to play online?
No. I'm allowed to.
He finds it boring as hell.
I can't. It's too boring by yourself. I have to face somebody in something at this point.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm hooked on multiplayer
games. You can't go
online
and play people?
No, I can, but I like playing somebody in a sports game that I know. Right.
You get
whooped
up.
He doesn't want to get
stopped. Me?
No. It's super stopped.
It's still a video game, Brian.
Yeah.
I'd still kick your ass in.
And it's another game that you're not good at.
Anyway, Peggle's on there, which is surprisingly fun. I never really played Peggle that much. What else? What was the last one that's on? Oh, Battlefield 4, which I didn't download. Fuck it. I bought it. You guys ripped me off. that's fine. I also have been playing the two downloadable games. I Watch Dogs I played, and the new Titanfall DLC came out. The last time it wowed me much more than it did this time. This time it's three new boards, and they're okay.
Is Titanfall still going strong?
It's still going. What impresses me most about it is not the downloadable content, but the updates. They really stay on top of it and are really making it stronger.
It just seemed to come and go in a flash.
Well, instead of saying, like, you're Titan, it's stuff you wouldn't even notice. Well, I notice it,
but it's still probably the most popular game on Xbox One.
I would think
Yeah, because it's competing with nothing.
I was going to say, games.
But what I'm saying is they just throw out updates. It feels like the old Call of Duty, of course, because it came from Respawn Studio, which came from the old Call of Duty. But it feels like it because they just are concentrating on making the game better. Now I got the update. I haven't played it for probably a week, so the update came out.
Did they nerf any of the weapons?
They tweaked the weapons, yeah.
Because I hate when they do that where, like, people whine and bitch like, oh, the sawed-off shotgun's too powerful.
No, they made the shotgun a little more powerful. But I'm not going to get into that. What I am going to say is that instead of just going, oh, your Titan's being attacked from nowhere, it'll say one Titan attacking, two Titans attacking. And it's just nice that they tweak stuff like that. They have a black market where I can buy the cards and sell the cards now instead of just opening packs of cards. It's good. It's good. You just get the feeling that they're on top of it, which is fun. Anyway, let's move on to a couple of games that came out this week. What's new?
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's new?
Exciting and new.
What's new? What's new?
All right, I don't have a description for a lot of these on the list. RPG Tycoon came out for PC. There's not a lot out there on it. The Tycoon games have been taking a dive. It's not an official Tycoon game, of course. Not like Roller Coaster Tycoon or Zoo Tycoon.
Is it like an RPG Maker?
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Yeah, that is the bottom of the barrel.
Right. Well, they have Game Studio Tycoon 2, which I think we talked about months ago.
It's a cafeteria tycoon.
Yeah, it's an indie game. It looks okay. Sacred 3. Sacred 3 is an action role-playing game for Xbox 360 and PS3.
I have the second one, but I gotta play it still.
Looks kind of shitty.
The second one didn't... I tried playing it with my fiancé. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get into two-player mode, you can't see your characters. It goes, this crazy above...
Yeah, it looked glitchy. It looked shitty.
I don't know. I gotta actually start playing it. But I heard that, the guys who made that are, really banking on that saving them at this point.
It's not. It's not gonna save them. Ultra Street Fighter 4 is coming out for PS3 and Xbox 360. Not a lot for new.
As soon as you say something,
39 characters, dude.
As soon as you say something Street Fighter, I'm pretty sure Street Fighter 4 came out with the 360. You say another part, a portion, or Street Fighter 4. I'm like,
whatever. At this point, they're not even real games. They're just they'll come out with downloadable content, and a month later, they'll come out with the game with the downloadable content in it.
I regretted buying the original because. I think Super Street Fighter 4 was out within 3-4 months of it.
I actually bought the arcade stick with it.
That's the sound
of
Capcom fucking you. Yeah. Capcom, they've been doing that since day one. Street Fighter 2.
Killzone for PS4, which is a very popular game. A lot of people love it, and they got a little DLC flavor this week, which is Intercept. Looks alright. I don't particularly have it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles got a 3DS game.
They have an Xbox game coming out.
It looks movie based. It looks miserable.
Yeah, it's movie based.
But it's free.
No. Movie tie-ins. It looks bad.
It's not the fact that it's movie that looks bad. It looks bad because it looks like they just did it in a weekend.
Well, what I'm saying is movie tie-in games are notorious for that. Just getting
Dirt 3 came out. Dirt 3 is a racing game.
Dirt 3.
It looks good.
Dirt's are first fun. Two.
Dirt's
no, they're fun. Really fun.
Yeah, okay. The Dirt games are fun. Unfortunately, it's only for 360 and PlayStation 3. Nothing for the new systems, which is really... I don't know if that's what everyone else... And hit me up on Facebook or hit us up, the email and stuff I'll give at the end of the show. If I'm wrong... But I think people want to know about, even if you don't own the new consoles, you want to know what's coming out for them because you're thinking about buying them.
Just out of curiosity, do you have the Assassin's Creed news this week?
No, I don't.
All right. You want me to save it for Shooting the Breeze because it's relevant to what you're saying?
Oh, you mean about the... Yes. Save it for Shooting the Breeze, though, because... Yeah.
Okay.
Just the stuff coming out of the cons?
No, the other game that's coming out. in the series.
Yes.
I don't want to bury the lead.
Yes, I know about it. City Bus Simulator, New York.
Jesus Christ, seriously?
Whoa.
Nothing, man.
Lock it up. Not getting that game.
Lock that joint up.
Yo, man.
I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Oh, I'm going to get some City Bus Simulator.
Anyway, this week, I decided that I'm going to start highlighting one game that came out this week. And really go into
City Bus.
It could
City
be it could Bus. Be cool. Like, could you have to avoid the crazy man or like?
It's like this there's a homeless guy defecating in the back of the bus.
It's actually
what do you do?
It's Stop, actually a game that came out for PC and PS4. Unfortunately, not Xbox One yet.
That's a next gen title.
Road Not Taken.
Road. What's that?
Road Not Taken is a mix. It's a thinking man's game. Obviously, it's taken from a very famous poem. It's hard to explain.
I thought you were going to start reciting Robert Frost. Then.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Anyway, it's a hard one to describe. I would describe it as Legends of Zelda for SNES meets Scribblenauts.
Oh.
Oh yeah, peaking interest. You start off as Danny is
furiously writing this down.
A mysteriously like hooded figure, like a. Wizard mystery, not like a Icy Black Hand of Death mystery. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like you're kind of like a good guy, and you got this magic staff that levitates things and carries things, and you can't really carry shit for too long because it drains your power. But you basically shoot it across the. It's hard. I want people to check it out. Each dungeon type area looks checkered like a chessboard, but not so obvious. Like the grass will be a little different, and you move like that. And when you shoot with your power staff, you shoot something all the way across as if you were a castle. You know, all the way across, it doesn't stop. You know? Creep. If you shoot it up...
You're doing a bang-up job,
okay.
Job
with this. If you shoot it towards a place that has five spaces in it, it's going to go all five spaces. You know, it's going to move across
it's
the board
rook.
If you shoot it. Yes, pretty much. Which is a castle. Anyway, each area you walk into is set up very reminiscent of checkers or chess, and it has different characters and objects in it. And the reason it reminds me of Scribblenauts is because you have to figure out which ones go together and which ones don't. And actually, there are objects that are not going to mix well. Like for the first mission, you have to find children. It's a very easy mission. You find children for mothers. And obviously, you pick up the child, and you have to figure out which way to kind of float him towards his mom. But there might be, like, a wolf on the stage. And if you accidentally hit the wolf, then obviously the wolf's going to eat the kid. But it gets very, very complex to the point where there are many different objects. And you have to figure out, A, what that kind of object represents, and B, how is it going to mix with something.
So can I just repeatedly throw the kid to the wolf?
You can. That's a whole
Wolves eating babies in this game?
That's Wolf on Top of Me, the game Brian was playing last week. Anyway, you just gotta be careful, and it's you have to think of the consequences, and there's no backsies in the game. And it just seems like a cool concept. It's interesting, it's fun. And that's the recommendation for the week.
If anybody has PlayStation Plus and a PS4, it's a free game for August.
So. Is it free?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Those motherfuckers,
I gotta buy it on Steam.
Well, I don't have a PS4, so I would have to buy it on Steam. So.
Free from me. All right.
Me too.
All right. So that's pretty much what's new. They got a plethora of other games that nobody cares about. Tabletop racing. Anybody?
We mentioned the bus one, though.
Yeah, well, that one was like this uber shitty one that I wanted to mention.
Can't be any worse than a drowning simulator.
It could be like...
Yeah,
that was so
It's from the makers of Drowning Simulator.
Oh, I'm sorry. The whole pack came out. Pardon me. City Simulator Triple Pack, New York Taxi, Bus Simulator, and Skyscraper Simulator, which I imagine you just said that.
So let's play Crazy Taxi.
Right. All right,
it's
so...
It's New York City. It's traffic.
Let's roll into the actual news.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take it away. I don't mind.
Oh, you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square.
A lot of promising news this week. A lot of hope. A lot of dreams. Anyway, first one that I wanted to talk about, which is really, really amazing, is Diablo 3 is going to be the first game ever that enables cross-platform saves.
I saw that. And that's really cool.
How sick is that?
The only thing is, like, it does have some limitation.
It does.
But for the most part, it is awesome.
When you say cross-platform save...
I'll explain. You have it on 360. You save it. They actually... Blizzard, who makes the game, has a cloud that saves it, and you can open up the game on PlayStation 4, and you will have the save from your Xbox 360 game.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
Yeah, it goes from, like, it can be Xbox 360 to Xbox One or PS4.
Also, there's no looking across the game.
Yeah, you can't.
You
can't do Xbox 360 to PS3, and you can't do PS4 to Xbox One.
Can you play about computer? Other systems?
I don't think it said anything about computer.
No computer yet.
Bullshit.
But they're working that would be on
the
advantage.
The articles that I read basically did not say anything about PC, so it's possible.
I read the article, and PC isn't.
It's not even mentioned.
I'm not gonna lie. Nothing. I wouldn't play anything besides PC though. Just me.
Well, it's a step in the right direction. This cloud save is sweet.
Can you play Kids from Other Platforms?
No. Yeah, get off your high
horse. No, I learned on PC. I'm not going to go back.
Can you play Kids on other systems? Like, can the Xbox
No. It's just for saves. Just for saves. But it is a cool idea. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a cool concept.
I like that it exists more than I feel it'll be used.
No. It'll be used. If they start beefing it up and I can have a PlayStation 4 and an Xbox One, I think it would be beneficial to both parties at this point.
I see it more so being used to go from prior system to next gen.
Yes.
Not really cross-platform, but it's cool that it's
there. But if eventually that'll die out, that use, when people start hanging up the old platforms. And after that, I want to be able to play my PlayStation, because right now you almost have to choose.
Yeah.
And if I didn't have to choose, I mean, like, I'd take all my Xbox One friends and I'd go over to Sony and we could play over there, like, it might even open it up to exclusive games. And, of course, I mean, there would be the problems where I'd be like, hey, everybody, people over here think I'm a prince, so you don't know these new friends. But I think it'll open it up for all parties. I think it would be beneficial for both of them to play nice.
I think it's a good step.
Yeah, hell yeah, man! Yeah. I'm pretty
great set.
I'm pretty jazzed up about it. In disappointing news, retailers, for whatever reason, they haven't came out with are canceling Destiny Ghost Edition pre-orders.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Is that with the white PlayStation 4 and everything?
Yes.
Is it not gonna be ready in time?
I think it's just not gonna be ready yet. Yeah.
Well, the beta did just finish up, didn't it? So
they probably had some glaring
problems. Wait, what did it come with? No, it didn't come with a white beta. What did it come with?
The one, I remember when I reported from PS4.
It was going to be $150. It was coming, what crap was it coming with?
There was, well, I don't know.
There's a couple of different versions.
Well, the one that I reported that you maybe, when I went to do the PlayStation 4 at, what's that, the E3? They said they were going to release Destiny with a white Xbox. And,
right, that might be coming out. That's not, no.
That's
a different version. This comes with the Ghost from the beta. I didn't get up to playing with the Ghost. Did anybody?
Yeah.
It's like a little...
It's that little thing that flies around you. You literally can't play without him.
Right. It comes with that.
The first thing that happens is the Ghost wakes you up.
Right.
In the beta. That's the first thing that happens.
I thought it became a weapon or some shit.
No. The Ghost, that little talking thing around you, that's... The voice of...
My bad.
So basically it's the Navi of Destiny.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Mm-hmm. No, everybody's got... The Gears of War had that floating thing.
Jack.
But that Jack didn't say anything, at least.
No, Jack was awesome.
Yeah, Jack didn't say anything, at least. It didn't sit there...
Jack did his job.
It was just claptrap.
Yeah. And Jack was scary because he was always there, just in cloak.
Yep.
It's like, thanks for helping me up, Jack.
I was like, yo, Jack should have saved my life a couple times.
I know.
Put some guns on this bastard.
I don't even know why they did that. Every once in a while,
Fuck, Jack's here.
That's pretty much what he was doing.
Piling in the room, he
didn't
cloaked
they do
up.
That? Didn't they do that to Jack? They gave him some sort of weapon, because during one of the fights in the third game, he's like, oh, look what he can do now. He just starts shocking people.
They gave him a taser.
Yeah, but he still was effective.
I don't remember him shocking enemies. I don't remember the story.
I think when you're in the last...
Didn't he shock Baird or something?
No. Like, you're in the last chapter, and you guys meet up, and you're all climbing the tower. Mm-hmm. I think there's a point where Baird says, we made some adjustments to Jack. He just goes up and starts tasing people.
Oh, nice.
It's like when R2-D2 learned to fly. It didn't make sense.
He set those robots on fire, too, with, like, gasoline or something.
No, he had a flamethrower all of a sudden. This would have been handy a million times.
No one ever refilled R2-D2's, like, gas. That's why he never did anything in the third movies.
Anyway, also, GameStop reportedly introducing a new credit card system.
They weren't taking credit cards anymore?
No, they're going to have their own, just like Best Buy.
That's stupid.
Isn't GameStop also stopping certain pre-orders?
Ghosts. I mean, Destiny Ghosts.
I think there's more than that.
I heard they're doing a bunch
GameStop.
I heard GameStop's doing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, Victor, you're back at work now, right?
I am back.
At the old plane.
All that GameStop credit card thing is going to do is ruin 18-year-olds' credit.
Right. Oh, hell yeah, dude. And also, it comes with, instead of the normal 13% interest, it's going to come with a 27.
20. That was pretty close.
Interest. Wow.
Disgusting.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, because they're banking on, 18-year-olds doing it. Building up, not a massive, because they're probably only going to give them like maybe $400 or $500.
27% interest, and they didn't mention any three month grace period.
A lot of kids are going to get in trouble with this. A lot of teenagers are going to get in trouble.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
It's going to be sweet. That's the point.
It's going to be sweet.
Nah, man, that's crazy.
That is hate.
It's also rooting for the downfall.
It's also going to add points to your Power Up Rewards program whenever you
Oh, sweet.
Considering there are very few people I know are actually good with money, teach them early.
Nice.
Do you get to finance
tough
stuff?
Love?
Yeah,
like 6 month. Like
I don't. No they didn't downs. Mention anything like that, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my new Gears of War on 6 months. No money down, please.
They didn't mention anything like that.
It's gonna get a lot of teenagers in trouble.
It's slow out there for video games right now, man. It's hard running a video game podcast season. In the middle of summer.
We're in the summer.
Yeah, we're waiting for the big stuff.
I think next week or next
wait a month
next
and a
season
half.
Around August we're gonna switch over to like a summertime podcast. You know.
Talk about Will Smith and
barbecuing, yeah, movies.
Miami.
That was the worst. Welcome to Miami. It was a woman saying welcome
Benvenido
to Miami.
Benvenido a Miami.
All right. So, and the last little one that I want to mention is a game design course led by the God of War vets are taking applications. So who wouldn't want to take that?
Sounds
good.
Sign me up.
Right. I just thought it was cool. That's all. Oh, and. I don't know if I would want to take it, though, because how many layoffs are now? The game industry is getting
how many
ravaged with
layoffs.
It's getting ravaged with
Someone
layoffs.
Someone set us off the bomb.
Everybody.
Is Yoda feeling the effects?
Everybody non-essential to the game, to their companies, are getting laid off. Right, Pete? Anyway.
Burn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm steadily employed.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere else. But yeah, why do you guys think that is, man? Why do you guys think that layoffs are so abundant lately?
Because a bunch of people just graduated college.
Do you really think that they're just it's just a revolving industry now?
Yeah, you could intern them the whole summer for free.
Well, see, bringing up the point that you just brought up, I can speak to this. Being in the art field, I did lose a job because they want to hire kids right out of college that they could pay $20,000 less.
Mm-hmm.
Who have the same skills, if not more up-to-date skills, because they just got out of college.
But that's also every job, though.
That's every job, yes. But yeah, I'm sure that with these increases...
Not technically. I don't want to get too off video games, but in the trades...
You work for you.
Okay,
right. Plumbers and electricians, you learn...
In the tech industry...
You get better.
No. You're just as pretty much as good at a lot of things as the new kids coming out of college.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're only as good as the latest program.
Right.
So, like a plumber, the longer you've worked, the better you are. Like, legitimately, you're going to know more things.
Right.
But it's not the same for, anything tech-wise, whether it be art or design, web design, any of that stuff.
Yeah, right, correct. Now you hear somebody threw out there that that's in every single industry.
No.
Right.
It's in a lot of industries.
It's
in the arts. It's in the programming. It's in stuff that you don't have to use your hands for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So these people are probably becoming obsolete, and they're just ditching people left and right. Especially every third ad I hear online is for game design school.
And on the same
note,
I think
a lot of those are legit. I think they're just taking advantage
maybe
of
there's
people.
But I hear it.
Maybe
we
didn't even realize, but there might be a video game bubble. Like, there's so much money being made with so many video games, and it finally burst.
Well, I know the average is the day after a video game comes out, there's an average of a 10% layoff of the company the next day.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that's actually,
game?
Yeah.
What about like Grand Theft Auto 5?
I don't. I mean, that's the average. Maybe Rockstar specifically doesn't do it, but enough people do it where that's.
I know a lot of
companies anyway.
Hire people just when they get close to a deadline, just to get it out in time.
Well, I mean, that's like any,
stuff
like
that.
Any store.
No. These are
like
permanent
legit
workers. Permanent workers. I know it's like EA policy. pretty EA's much anyone dicks. Who was working on that we all know game, 10% out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cutthroat business out there, man. Like, there's literally 100,000 people that could do what you do.
Yeah, but I don't know. I know back in the day, it'd be like, the team is the team, you know?
All right.
Kirby team is Kirby's team.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, how many Kirby games came out, like, you know, how long did it take for a Kirby game to
come out? I think they're up to a billion.
No, but I'm talking about, like, legit, like this is Kirby, and then, like, the legit sequel to it. Like, now, there's an Assassin's Creed game coming out every year. So, like, your turnaround time is...
Those guys are not getting laid off. They need as many guys on those ships as possible.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the Call of Duty's, like, all your major franchises are pumping out games. And there's no room for error, really, because, like, you can't just delay it. It's like, no, the Call of Duty's got to be out in November. That's the bottom line.
You know? Right.
So.
Right. They actually have to overlap. And start the next game while the other game's still finishing up. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, I think we're going to roll into the test. Mm-hmm. Everyone ready for the test?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
That was an enthusiasm.
Never.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
Only a test.
Victor just got so intense over there. All right, did you win one? Is that what happened?
I've won one.
You won one. Now you're a big shot over there.
No, I was.
You stood up like you were getting ready to fight M. Bison.
He still got that Diablo
feel. Oh, I'll fuck M. Bison up.
No way, man. Nobody. Actually, M. Bison, not getting off topic, was one of the easier end guys in any game.
Am he right? Was.
You could never like move like he does in the video game. That like if you when you actually
like the computer
him,
player
yeah because his moves are like all time based. It's like you can't just cycle these moves like this I like know. Psycho Crusher the flip in the air like piss me off.
Guiles took me forever to do that up kick, but oh, he yeah. just down busted it out from standing.
Kick was hard as hell.
He would just be standing and just hit me with it. It was crazy. Anyway, this is one of I know for a fact Giant Shock's favorite type of quizzes, the in other words quizzes, in which I name a game, but I use different description words.
I always think of this.
It's like your favorite.
I'll give it an example. Escapades involving a stellar Vulpine would be Star Fox.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's in the Vol family?
Vulpine. Yeah.
Not
I'm not gonna lie. I just thought Vulpix, and I'm like, Vulpix is a fox, and the star. Okay,
Vulpine
it.
Is
the space Pokemon. Space Pokemon,
the genius
got it.
Or whatnot, what have you?
Rocket Raccoon.
Anyway, let's roll. Question one. Oh, do I have a yes or no?
Do you?
I don't.
That's kind of a good thing.
Yeah,
you're in trouble, Mister.
Yeah, past experience makes me think that that's a good thing.
Oh, man.
What is this button?
You got it, dude!
You shot yourself in the
face. Right, there we go. You'll be getting one of those if you get it right. And this one?
Oh, no. You idiot!
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
It's going to be a very up and down roller coaster.
I'm not going to lie. I want to get it wrong. I love that one.
All right. Number one. Potentially deadly picture container.
I got it.
Fatal Frame?
Oh, Victor yeah. Belmont.
You got it, dude.
Number two.
Your guy was potentially. I was like, I'm pretty sure Fatal is dead.
Number two. Logo of a smoking exothermic reaction.
Looking at you.
In other words. Well, because I know for a fact Victor plays this game all the time.
One more time.
Logo of a smoking exothermic reaction. The words are reversed, by the way. I'm just giving a little help. The logo part will be at the end. Anybody? 5, 4, 3, 2. Ah, Fire Emblem. Fire
still don't
Emblem.
See it. Okay,
you
get
went,
it.
Like,
yeah, real
like super scientific. Professor.
Yeah,
super
I was like, wow,
it's an exothermic
yes.
Vulpine.
Anyway,
I do enjoy that series.
This one, Danny might get. Mm. Natural satellite gathering crops. Max Barracuda.
Harvest Moon.
You. Got it, dude.
It was the natural satellite thing.
Yeah.
That threw me off.
I ain't playing this
threw
time.
Threw me off, too.
I'm not playing this time. This one, I'm sure everyone will get pretty quick. Flawless Lack of Light. Max Barracuda.
Perfect Dark.
You got it, dude.
Fucking Chuck's not even entertaining this game.
I had Fatal Frame.
Try to keep your eyes open.
This one, another not terrible one. It'll take maybe a second. Short Story with a Moral. Short Story with a Moral. Novus Redemptor.
Fable.
You got it, dude.
A lot more words in that. I was like, Fable 3?
I know.
Did that have like an answer
fun.
Thing?
That was fun. We got Timepiece Structure.
Clock Tower.
Victor Belmont.
Got it, dude.
Yeah. I don't like that he's winning.
I'm not winning. I'm tied.
I don't care.
We have three more questions and a bonus.
So I still have a chance with that bonus question.
Male, and the bonus has nothing to do with this. It's just a tidbit that I picked up.
Okay. Oh, Eric's got the full hand Ooh. Going now.
Male news deliverer.
Paperboy.
You got it, dude.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought the first word was nail.
I was
like, nail.
Anchorman. I'm really glad he.
Okay. I'll do this one, which was hard, and then the last one was actually my favorite one that came out. Platform for Rhythmic Movements. This one's kind of cheesy.
All hands go down.
Fuck it. Dance Dance Revolution? Nope.
You idiot!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Dancing Stage, which was a Dance
what the
Dance
fuck
Revolution.
Is
it's
that?
It's not a. It's like
I got like a really like.
It's made by
I was gonna say I'm like I was thinking of like all of them. I'm like I
it's
couldn't
pretty
think
much
of it.
Konami's version.
I got like an eye shot of that. Like I wasn't close.
Oh. All right. And this one's my favorite one. The requirement for Velocity. Max Barracuda.
Need for Speed.
You got it, dude.
At the end
needed
of,
that.
At the end of the quiz, we have Victor Belmont with 2, Max with 3, and Novus with 2. The bonus question, how much are we betting?
Oh, it's a betting? Yes.
2 points.
Two?
Like 10.
2 points. Well, I can only bet 2, right? I only have 2.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Otherwise, a billion.
All in.
All in, 3 points. Novus?
2. 2?
What is... Okay, wait. No, just so you guys know.
It's like Jeopardy now?
A book just came out called Console Wars. It was written by Blake Harris, and it's got a lot of information. I never knew this, but what is Yoshi's full name?
I need to try to hear that noise. That shit's ridiculous.
Yoshi Deep Throat.
I'll give you a long one. A big long one.
You idiot! Epic.
Yoshi Swallows.
You idiot! Is it Lickitung? You idiot!
Anybody else?
Yoshi's
real name? All right, now we get one of these.
Like Phoenix, out of the ashes.
I didn't
Are we
even
done?
Ask for it that time.
Yoshi Squeaky Shoes.
And the name of everyone's favorite green dinosaur.
Yoshi Song.
Not mine.
Well, who do you like?
Bulbous Nose.
Reptar?
Every other one.
Is he called Swallows?
T. Yoshisaur Munchakoopas.
Is his name T. Munch? Really?
Yeah, T.
If one of us
Yoshi
knew that.
Munchakoopas.
We would never live it down.
Okay, yeah, seriously. I'm glad I didn't know that.
He's got all sorts of cool tidbits on it. Like,
what's the T stand for?
Tyrannosaurus.
He's not a the. Right. Peach's Magic Power. He's got little tidbits in there. I suggest everyone read the book. Peach's Magic Power, as described by Nintendo, is that it keeps her clothes clean. No matter what. Her clothes stay clean.
You mean no matter what,
it's
seems
impressive. It's not flying.
I thought
you
had a magic box.
And that's why she never looks terrible after Mario is done.
Wait, it's not floating in midair like better than everybody else in Super Mario 2.
I was pretty sure she can float.
She can fly. I guess.
Yeah, forget that. Clothes are clean.
Everyone Hates Koopa is another one, even his minions. Yeah, all right. Yes.
Yeah, they're just getting stepped on.
Well, everyone hates.
I mean, he throws them in lava a lot. Like
he uses them as weapons quite often.
He does.
Yeah, you've seen those cannons before.
You know what you sign up for when you sign up for the Koopa.
I don't think you sign up.
So I think it's more of a. You're born destroyed Goomba, your town. You're the only one left. You're coming with me.
Although they do have some good propaganda posters for the Koopa army.
Yeah, they do.
F Mario. Just.
No, I got one from Comic-Con. It's like a combination of four propaganda posters, and it's like, you know, power ups help the enemy, stomp them out, and you just see a firefly flower being crushed, all that kind of stuff.
Nice. All right. Well, our next section, we really didn't have one.
Wait, okay. Who won that?
It was you, right?
It was you.
Yeah, I just want to get a little recognition.
I was about to say.
Technically, you gave the wrong answer.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's all zeros.
Well, then let's go four-way tie.
All right, four-way
tie. I'll take that.
Four-way tie, here we go. It's like Phoenix, out of the ashes, seeking
brother than vengeance. Phoenix, he's really something. Rise, my Phoenix, rise, my Phoenix. Aye, aye, aye. Best of all time. Best of all time. Yeah. That was a lot longer than I remember being.
I think he added to it.
No, it's still the same length. He just turns it off half the time.
That one sound.
It's like a memory quilt. I just add to it whenever it's playing.
I'm pretty sure that's how you spend your free time.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I wish I could do one of those. I'm just not that conceited.
Oh, get out of here, dude. I'm too lazy.
Jogging to that. Like, that's how you get motivated.
That sound clip was like fodder to make the show an hour.
Yeah. Just like throw it in there. Anyway.
The summer shows need more sound.
I didn't have a section next. We were going to do a debate. And we never actually talked about what to debate about. So I'm going to put it on Novus and Max. What do you think I should have the fellas debate about?
Oh, you're having these two debate.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because it worked out great with Novus last time when he was like, nah.
Yes.
I don't debate, and they had quite
the. Yeah, you could have told me that before I said, hey, I'm putting you in the debate.
That's okay.
All right, coach, I'm going.
All right.
It kind of gave them more fire. So
what should we do?
What are you thinking? Any ideas?
Anything you'd like to see debated?
Everything that's coming to mind is not video game related.
Okay, wait. So something basic and stupid. You guys play Halo all the time on weekends, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. We
do. You guys like Gears of War, right?
Didn't we just do this one?
Did we do this one? We did Call of Duty and Halo.
We're not doing
Halo. Let's not dip back into the Halo well.
It's everything versus Halo. Let's go. I'll take Halo.
Our new section, Halo versus the world.
Fuck you, Mario. Halo's better.
Fine. Destiny versus.
At least I'm thinking.
You're thinking.
Battlefield 4 versus Halo. Yeah.
What did we do?
David, I was going to grab two of the figurines off the table and make you debate them, but. Fucking Master Chief one.
What did we do last right. week? Oh, perfect.
Sonic versus Assassin's Creed.
No.
Shot Sonic.
Creed. No. Otherwise, it's Batman versus The Rock.
All right, fellas. I think we're going to cut the show early this week. And next week, we'll come out with a bunch more meaty sections. Again, I am moving into a brand new house, and
we're all very impressed.
I'm building, and he's so bitter.
Oh, realistically, though, your house is looking really good.
Yeah,
but so wait, I got it. It's Roster Rat versus Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Let's do this. You got a bunch of random shit on your table.
Sloth with Panthro.
This is A Squad. Shooting the breeze.
Egon versus the dude.
Max, what was that thing you were talking about?
Oh, so Ubisoft did announce a new Assassin's Creed game.
What? A new Assassin's Creed?
No, no, no.
It's ridiculous.
No, hear me out. Hear me out. They already announced Unity, which
Why
is...
didn't you email me?
Unity's going to be for the next-gen systems, but I...
Wait, the new Assassin's Creed game's going to be for the next-gen systems? Are you kidding me?
But wait, there's more.
This is news and a half.
So Unity, I think they get the sense that not enough people are going to want to buy it, so they also announced Assassin's Creed, I think it's called Rogue, for Xbox 360
Rogue.
And PS3.
I really feel
so the old gen, if we're calling it that, now gets their own Assassin's Creed game, just in case you don't feel like buying the new system, because not a lot of people are into it anymore. at this point still.
I really feel that they're going to lose a lot of sales over the fact that it's called Unity. Like, it's in France, right? So
it's about the French Revolution.
How about Guillotine?
Yeah.
That'd be a sweeter name.
Because
it's hard to live up to Black Flag.
Right.
La Resistance.
Boom. No, La Resistance. Then there's songs in it. That feels a little too much.
Play as the great assassin, Jean Valjean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like Miserable.
Yeah. We don't need that.
Unity.
Well, Unity might actually, I'm hoping.
Let's come together, assassins.
I was actually.
Not everyone's still hung up on Chappelle's Show.
Oh, it? God.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually hoping that Unity is hinting towards two of the protagonists in the old games actually being in a game.
Well, the thing they said about this other one, Rogue, is it's going to have ties to between 3 and Black Flag.
Nice. But I'm hoping to see the actual main characters come together.
Like Connor or
come together.
Edward. Like,
well, no, that's father and son.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Well, like, I suppose I'd like to see a new bloodline meet up with the other one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But, or any of them taking place at the same time?
I don't not remember yet. The exact, but Ezio, I think Ezio's survived by a woman marrying into the Black Flag family, right?
I don't know the genealogy.
I know. We did it.
I kind of came up with a debate for you and Pete, if you want to do it.
No, we're not shooting the breeze.
What's the idea? I'm curious.
He gets Batman, you get the Joker. Who's better in the new video games?
Well, Batman is. I mean,
Joker's way better.
Batman wins every time.
The Joker drives the story.
Have you ever finished a Batman game, Pete? Because it doesn't work out well for the Joker, ever.
But Batman doesn't say anything interesting. It's all you play the game to get to the Joker parts.
I don't think Patton said much interesting stuff, but he still kicked an ass or two. It
doesn't matter who kicks whose ass. Patton it's who's driving the story. Shit. Who makes it happen? There wouldn't be a game if it wasn't
Joker.
Wait,
you want to do it? Ding, ding.
Are we doing that?
Let's do it. All right.
Batman's way better than...
All right, Dan, elaborate. Let's give Dan...
Well, let's hear some Joker love first. I know...
You just need ammunition. Yeah, after you, sir. Yeah.
All right, so we'll go back and forth. I'll mediate. Go.
Okay. Are we doing it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go Joker A, Mark Hamill.
That's
B, even when they replaced Mark Hamill.
He played Cockknocker, for God's sake.
And he was great at it.
Let the man
best
speak.
Cockknocker ever. Best Cockknocker ever.
Let the man speak.
Yeah, you're right.
Secondly, the whole point of the games is to fight the Joker. That's the selling point of the whole game is to get that Joker love. You got to get those Joker cutscenes and everything. Batman's like, yeah, it's cool to be Batman, but he doesn't say anything. I need to unlock this door. That's about the most you get. Joker gets all the good lines. Joker gets all the good moments. Even that last one, he blew up that fucking building. It was awesome.
True. So,
and you got to play as a Joker, too. So, playable character. Boom.
All right, Danny.
Yeah, that was cool playing as the Joker. Too bad they didn't give him the whole fucking game, am I right? It's like, it's Batman. He's fucking awesome. Kicking the shit out of the Penguin and...
Who can do that?
Only Batman. Playing with the Bruce Wayne mythos. I mean, you got to delve into the whole cityscape and stuff. What is the Joker's backstory anyway?
He'd rather have it multiple choice.
Right. He's ridiculous. he's absurd. He's like a vaudevillian dude.
So you'd rather a sad, mopey kid who lost his parents and can't get over it?
Yeah. Yeah, at least he's got some cojones.
Sad kid with a lot of money?
No, I agree that the Joker had his moments in the game, but I think each section had their own moments, and the only unifying part about each section
was a Joker coming on the TVs and talking to you throughout the entire game. I agree.
Negative. I was not thinking about that silly-ass clown when I was running around the sewers not trying to get my ass chomped by Killer Croc.
With his awesome lines like, I'm coming for you, Croc.
Those were awesome. Yeah. Dude, he is looking driving. At a fucking 16-foot alligator.
That you later inexplicably beat up in level one, in the tutorial of Arkham Origins. So how tough could he really be?
Not anymore,
he's the
dude.
Tutorial boss.
Batman learns like that. He's like, oh, rub the tummy and punch in the face. All he's right, out.
So
that's exactly the strategy I used, by the way.
So final thoughts, Dan. All right, Ryze.
This is a weak debate. That's my final.
Okay, don't blow me. Not looking good for Dan. Pete, for your first win, what do you got to
Max Romano.
Great heroes are defined by their great villains.
This is true.
No, they're not. Superman is considered the greatest villain, and he's got the most blowful characters in history.
Greatest hero. Greatest hero. See, he can't even get that right. How are you going to take the word of a man who considers Superman
he
a villain?
He was a great villain.
I end
villain.
My argument there, sir.
Okay, so to you two, like...
Oh, Joker won.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he argued well for Joker. I'm sorry.
I gotta say that I like Pete's argument too, but you would have me definitely if you were like... the best part of the game was when the Joker came on the screen where you were waiting for that. Like, it's the... Oh, you knew it was the Joker behind everything. And that was always the best part.
But I think that's the worst part about the game.
No, it's the best.
The best part about Batman is his villains.
Yeah, but that's the worst part. Like, if you found out at the end game it was somebody else, you'd be like, oh, fucking finally.
No, if it popped up and it was Firefly, you'd be like, bullshit.
Yo, what happens
if or if it was maybe a new guy over the last 60 fucking years?
What if it was King Koopa just popping out in the Superman
Bowser? I'd be all about it. But like,
Vicky Vale is in another castle.
In the second game when they're just like, oh, the Joker's back. Oh no, you know that. I mean, it wasn't the Joker. It was Clayface. That was cool.
But then it ended up being the Joker, which was cooler.
Which was fucking gay. Like,
I.
It's always the Joker.
I did like a lot of things about the second one, about Arkham City and everything. I was disappointed when it ended up being the Joker again. I was kind of liking the Hugo Strange element to it.
Right.
But then I was like, oh.
But that's the thing about
or
the Joker.
Even a new character.
Hugo Strange and Ra's al Ghul are major villains. Mm. Joker's the wild card off on the side who's doing his own thing despite
we
their
all
plans.
Know he's the main
he's,
villain.
He's never the mastermind. He's always the guy just killing people randomly on the side.
All right. So, I mean, you two say that Max got it?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same dude.
All right, well, I'm gonna institute this new thing where Max gets 10 seconds to puff his chest out in front of our eyes.
Do you have my theme song on there?
Yeah.
It's going to be something
I'm sure
miserable.
I have.
I'm sure he's playing the Rise Like Greatest.
I'm sure I have something.
No, it's going to be miserable.
Oh, here we go.
Starting when he plays the song.
Here goes
if
the
If he
bitterness.
Plays the right song.
He's going to get the wrong song.
Boo! Oh, there it is.
Rubbish!
Bring it, bitch!
Slime! You got 5 seconds.
I'm just enjoying... I'm reveling in it.
It's audio. You should say something. All right, you've lost your chance.
His boos are delicious.
All right. It turned out to be all
right. What you just said is one of the most idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in...
simple. Oh. Wrong. Right? Wrong would have done just fine, but all right.
I love the audio bitterness coming through, right?
There's no bitterness. I'm just saying.
My real passion is my hobby. I work with retards. So bitter.
All right. Are we good? We're good. That was a crappy debate.
you really got to blame the loser.
It wasn't really a debate.
I'm going to blame the person that didn't plan to have a debate.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right.
I tried to come up with something.
This is a shit show.
He got his comeback. Don't worry.
Thanks for playing, everyone.
No outro?
I don't know.
He's too sore a loser.
I'll choose one.